This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia, with our 13th podcast. Today we're going to be talking about smallmouth bass. Now, since the streams are getting low, my tactics in the next three or four podcasts are going to be dealing with the low water conditions and how we fish certain parts of the stream. Today we're going to hit one of my favorites, and that's the tails of the pool. Now, what do I call a tail of a pool? These are areas that will range from, say, 50 feet long to 150 feet long, a foot to maybe 3 feet deep, cobblestone bottom, and it's the last place in the pool that the pool exists before it tumbles out over the riffle downstream. This is the tail of the pool. Now, I'm going to show you four different ways that I've had pretty good success in doing this. Once was last summer, just almost by accident at this time of the year. I went in on the side of a long, flat pool, and most of the water there was probably about 2 feet deep. And it was in the shade. It was late in the evening, and there's shade all over the tail of the pool. Why is that important to them? For one thing, the bass don't like the bright sunlight. Why is the tail important? Is because there's such a tremendous amount of food there. There are minnows there are nymphs there, there's a little bit of everything. So, I moved in on the side of the tail of this pool. I saw some bass chasing minnows around in the shallows. I put on one of Ed Shank's white streamers, greased it good with silicone floating, greased the leader, started fishing it down and across with a long cast now, shallow water, spooky fish, long cast, shoving it out across there in long cast, and I caught fish after fish after fish, one of the best evenings I've ever had. This was so exciting, I finally bought from some friends some commercially tied flies that were designed to be floating minnows. Well, they didn't do as good a job as Ed Shank's white streamer. Now, after about 15 fish, I have to kind of squeeze it out and redress it and go again. But it's so effective that I just would cover the whole tail of those pools with that. So don't overlook that kind of thing when you see them chasing minnows in the tail of the pool. Now, the second type situation would be where you'd have the tail of the pool I've described, but it tapers off pretty quickly. Let's say 100 feet up into the pool itself, it tapers off into water that's shoulder deep. Well, some of the big bass may not have slipped all the way back into the tail to feed. So what I do there is I fish upstream with a surface bug. I especially like that grayscale chugger. I can fish that and wobble that around, casting up and up and across stream, wading upstream as far as I can get up into that pool, and just fan those casts all over that pool. Now, I don't pop it like a popping bug. I just retrieve it very, very slowly, making it just kind of wobble, just going just slightly faster than the current. Sort of, you may think about it, it's a dying minnow wiggling along the surface or something like that. That's the technique that I used to catch the second biggest bass I had all last year. No, I didn't weigh him and I didn't measure him, but it was a very big bass. Biggest girth I've ever had on a smallmouth bass. But that was the technique that came through on that. Now, the third thing I want to mention is where you have, we'll say, a kid's swimming hole. They're all over the North Fork of the Shenandoah River. You know, they'll have a rope in the tree and boulders out there, and they're swinging down into this water that's maybe 5, 6, 7 feet deep. Well, you're not going to do much in there anytime the kids are swimming. But what happens, I went to one of these swimming holes after the kids had gone home real late in the evening, and the bass that live in those deep areas move out into the tails of the pools and along the sides to feed on whatever's out there. In most cases, along the side of the pool, there are going to be quite a few crayfish. There are going to be shiner minnows. There will be chub minnows. So I come up from the tail of the pool and fish up along the sides of these real big, deep pools. Sure, you could dig some out of those big, deep pools, but the bass have left that. They're not out there in that water 7 feet deep when they're going to feed. They're going to move over in the side where they've got the minnows to feed on. And I got real good action with that last year. Now, The fourth thing I want to mention, if I wouldn't have run into this by accident, I wouldn't have believed it could have happened. I had some friends in town. I started them off. This, again, I'm going North Fork to Shenandoah, not far from my fly shop. Started my two friends out in what I felt was the best water in that particular area. Started them in a tail of a pool, middle of the afternoon, and below a riffle, and had them fishing downstream. Well, I hiked on downstream about a half mile to get out of their way and to give them the best water. Well, just a little bit before dark, I didn't want to come back up through that snaky brush in the dark, so I hoofed it back upstream to right where we had all parked and right where my two friends had started. And I got there. I still had a little light to fish, and they were still downstream below me. I went into the tail of that pool, standing almost in that riffle. Looking upstream, I just started casting up and across in water. Now, this is shallow water. I'm talking about water a foot to 2 feet deep. The whole tail of that pool was not over 2 feet deep. Casting up through there with a Shenandoah blue popper, I had bass chasing all over the place to come to that. In fact, sometimes I'd see them coming from 5, 6, 8 feet away, and if I didn't watch my timing, I'd take it away from them. Other times I'd delay my strike too much and they'd pick it up and spit it out. But my point is that when my friends went down through there, those bass, either they spooked them out of there, but more than likely what I suspect that those bass were not in that shallow tail of the pool. But when I got up there at almost dark, those bass were out feeding all over the place, primarily because that's where the easy food was. Now, this is the way I like to fish the tails of these pools from now on, oh goodness, into the middle of October. This is a very, very productive tactic. In fact, I'm going to do it tonight. If you have any questions on any of this, call me. Murray's Fly Shop, 540-984-4212. Thank you.